Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is a march scheduled for tomorrow at 3 o'clock from the Hard Rock site to City Hall. Trey Monahan is the organizer of the Hard Rock March. He joins us now on WWL. Trey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me today.
All right, so tell everybody the purpose, what the mission of this march is.
Well, I'm the accidental organizer, I put it there. I think that just like everyone else, real upset by the situation from the moment it's happened to today. But the purpose of this protest, this march, this active movement that is happening tomorrow is we're looking for three things to happen. We need the city to change the language and how they're talking with the contractors and the builders of the site. It right now it's too buddy-buddy. It's we're working with, in conjunction with, they're making these proposals. We would like to have that language switched, because I know for a fact, Scoot, if you committed a crime, let's just say hypothetically three people died at your house, the city would not be working in conjunction with you peacefully surrendering yourself, right? Like, that's just not how the city would handle the situation. So we want the language to change in how they're talking about the people that are actually to blame. Second thing we want is, and the first one is paramount, because the second one can only happen for any kind of good if the language is changed. But we want an open public hearing that we can all attend, where we lay this all out and we actually see all of the parties that are to blame, from the contractors to permitting to inspections. We want to see it all there. But we're not going to get any kind of fair public hearing until the language changes. And then the third thing that we're looking for is for someone at City Hall to step up and say they're going to put some teeth behind the RBO. We need to see the responsible bidders ordinance change, where it's got some actual teeth, so we can see some of the penalties put on the builders. That's what we're looking for. Sorry, I'm real worked up, and I don't imagine that we're on a long delay here, so I don't want to start dropping
I appreciate that, but you know, the temptation's there, and I face that temptation every day I'm on the air.
Yeah, but those are the three issues that we're going for. Like I said, a change in the way the city is discussing this. And, I mean, it would just be great if there was some open honesty there, right? I mean, they said on Tuesday that they couldn't get back up to change the tarp or to rehang the tarp because it was too dangerous. 2 hours before the press conference yesterday, they said that they released a press release saying the same thing. Too dangerous, we can't put the tarp up. An hour before the press conference, we get a whole new tarp and the fire department's up there. If we're holding the builders responsible, why is it that the fire department's responsible for hanging the tarp? And I could be wrong that it was the fire department, but from my understanding, it was the fire department that was hanging the tarp. How is that the fireman's job?
I had somebody call during the show yesterday and said, Scoot, they're putting up a tan tarp right now. So we had an eyewitness who was listening to our show talking about that. But, you know,
I've been running at the NOAC, and I work out at the NOAC, and I run through the French Quarter every day. I've known about the tarp, and I've known about it covering up. There hasn't been an open, honest conversation about what's going on. Like I said, the conversation and the language needs to change from City Hall, and then we need to have a public hearing so that we can actually lay this all out.
All right, so you want the city to change the discussion, change the language in dealing with the contractors and everybody else. You want an open hearing, public hearing, so we, the citizens, and everybody can see all the people, and the news media are exposed to all of the people, all the parties involved. And you also want penalties against those who are guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's at a bare minimum. And like I said, the third thing, though, really is a change in the RBO, because when we see that change, we'll see contractors and builders actually start to have a little, have just a smidge more respect for the people that are on their job sites.
Okay, explain that. You said RVL?
RBO, yes.
RBO, okay. Just explain.
Responsible Bidders Ordinance, yes.
Okay.
So right now there is one in place, but we want to see something that has more teeth to it. We want to see there be penalties and fines that are actually reasonable here. Mm-hmm. How is it that we're employing undocumented workers and there aren't fines for that? And instead, what we do is we treat the undocumented worker like the worst criminal in this situation, and we've deported the one witness here. It doesn't make any sense. Where's the fine?
Well, exactly. Somebody hired him.
Right?
Can't blame him for wanting a job.
Right? And in this day and age, right to work states, all of these things we'd love to see, and this is what an RBO with real teeth would have, is we would start to see actual licensed, trained contractors on the job, actual skilled tradesmen having the jobs.
But is that something that...
What we're doing with the RBO right now, since there is no teeth, they're employing people that have not gone through trade schools, and we have people that aren't skilled at what they're doing. There's reports of electricians not being actual electricians on the job site at the Hard Rock. I mean, people could have gotten seriously hurt had the building still been standing. I mean, we're talking about high voltage here. I mean,
but Trey, would a responsible bidder's ordinance, would making that stricter, would that sort of defy the city's opportunities to maybe get extra money here and there, or to play politics?
Well,
I would love for that to happen. I would love for the city to be discouraged in playing politics, but it seems to me that the way the city does business when it comes to some things, it just you get this wind of this had to be paid and this had to be done, and I've heard stories from business people that are shocking, and maybe they don't want to make the RBO stricter.
I feel like there are people in City Hall that want to make it stronger, and I this is the other thing I would love to get out there, is that tomorrow represents a very unique opportunity. I would love for anyone from the mayor's office or from the city council to come out tomorrow and say they stand with us, the citizens, and the victims, and march with us and say, hey, listen, we hear you, and we are going to change our language, and we are going to have a public hearing. That would go so far. You would be if Mayor Cantrell would say that, she would be a hero, right? But right now, she's has to be in this situation, apparently, where she is, again, the language, back to the language, she's in partnership, and we're working with making the contractors get this. It's like, just firm up the language, stand with us, the citizens and the victims.
Well, this could be a crime scene. I mean, there's a criminal investigation going on here.
Exactly.
Right?
And like I said, if we could have the public hearing, and we already know that there's been massive fraud inside the permit side of City Hall and inspections. There was a gentleman that was indicted and charged and convicted, or pled guilty. I don't want to say that he was convicted, but I believe he pled guilty from inside the permitting inspection side to fraud with the DOJ.
Yeah.
So let's lay this all out here. Let's get that public hearing going. Let's see what's actually happening.
All right, so Trey,
is enough blame to go around here.
Yeah. The march is tomorrow at 3:00, and it's from the site of the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel to City Hall. And will there be speakers at City Hall?
There will be speakers at City Hall that are going to address exactly what we're talking about, representing the victims and making sure that the language represents the victims. It's coming out of City Hall, that City Hall is standing with the victims, and we're going to have people there specifically to speak about the RBO and getting some change in that. And then somebody will definitely be standing up and saying something in the effects of, we need a public hearing. But
now, I have to ask this question. I mean, do you have a permit, or are you just going to do it?
Have you seen a permit for the intersection that's blocked off at Canal and Rampart right now?
No.
It has been for the last 3 months?
No.
Have you seen it? So,
well, I wouldn't. I had to ask the question, Trey. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
No,
I had to ask the question.
What you're saying. I'm just saying, I would love to, tomorrow we can all pull out our permits and stand there and we can all compare permits. It would just be great. Like I said, someone from City Hall is a great opportunity. Someone on the council, all of the council and the mayor, somebody has a great opportunity from City Hall to come stand with us and march with us. And I welcome that opportunity. And I know, and I firmly believe this, that people at City Hall do care about this city and they want to help the citizens of the city. And tomorrow's a great opportunity for all or one or some to come stand with us, the city, and march with us.
That it would go a long way to repair the image of the administration right now. I agree with you. Trey Monahan, organizer of the Hard Rock March, I appreciate the information.
Scoot, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.